when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, back with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's old-time records for the next hour, so sharpen up those needles, wind up the Victrola, and let's see if we can't roll a few tunes, huh? Oh, my, it's another interesting week up here in northern Minnesota. I'll tell you about it as we continue throughout the show this hour. Let's just get it rolling, shall we? How many of you remember Dick Contino? Dick Contino, back in, like, what, 58, 57, 58, something like that? Had a big hit record with his accordion. Accordion hit with Lady of Spain. Remember that? He must have sold a million of those suckers and made everybody want to buy an accordion. Did he not hit it big on the Arthur Godfrey show? I could be totally wrong about that. Anyway, at some point, Dick Contino teamed up with Horace Height and his Musical Knights, if you remember them. Remember Ishka Bibble and all those guys? And they recorded the clarinet polka. So here it is. There you go, Dick Contino with Horace Height and his Musical Knights there doing the clarinet polka, which always seems weird to me when I hear it on an accordion because, well, it's the clarinet polka. Shouldn't you be playing it on a clarinet? I don't know. Maybe not. Anyway, here we are with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's weird. Just before I got into the studio to do the show today, I got a phone call, and, you know, on my cell phone. And, you know, when you get a phone call these days, your phone knows who it is before you do. You know, my wife is calling, her name comes up. Or if my daughter's calling, the name comes up. Or if the radio station's calling, it comes up on the screen, you know. And this one came up and it said spam risk. And I thought, well, okay, anytime you have spam, there is some risk. But then I realized, of course, it's telling me this is, you know, a spammer. Somebody selling something or advertising or some kind of thing that I probably don't want to talk to. And I think you would think they would have figured a way around that by now. That when they're calling people to pitch them stuff, it doesn't come up on their phone as spam risk, because who would answer that on purpose? Nobody is the answer. So needless to say, I didn't answer, and I have no idea what incredibly valuable service or product they wanted to offer me. So there you go. I got a great 45 here from Herb Eberle. It's polka time in old St. Louis.
It's polka time in old St. Louis. Oh, can't you see? People dancing polkas everywhere. Just wait till you feel all the rhythm in that brand new polka. Just come and dance along with me, and then you will see the joyful laughter and cheer. Just come and dance around with me, and then you will see it's polka time in old St.
There you go. That's a fun one. Herb Eberle there. And polka time at Old St. Louis here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Going to be a cold one up here in northern Minnesota. I don't know if that makes the national news or what the deal is. But we're looking at temperatures here in the next few days dropping down to like 25 degrees below zero with a wind chill factor like around 43 below zero. That is enough to where you go outside and you try to breathe. You just go, because it's like the air is frozen, man. But it happens every year, and we all complain about it anyway. It's all part of the fun of living up here. Anyway, let's do, what are we doing here? Jack Tatty and his swinging laddies. I used to say Jack Tatey, but then it doesn't rhyme with ladies, because they're not ladies, they're laddies. And then there was with the Tatey Bears, and I used to think teddy bears, and it messes with my brain. But anyway, it's Jack Tatty and his swinging laddies. Does that sound believable? Sure it does. This is the Queen of Hearts polka. you go, Jack Tatey and his swinging laddies. I'll get it right, darn it. That's the Queen of Hearts polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What the heck are we playing this week? Whatever comes up. I have no plan. I have no intent. I have no organizational skills whatsoever. So we'll see what happens. We're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, though, like we often do here on the show, like every week. Invite you to check them out online. It's the easiest way, especially it's winter up here in the North Country. Maybe you don't want to come up here right about now. I wouldn't. I've seen the thermometer. Anyway, check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. Maybe you want to plan a visit when you get to spring or summertime or fall or whatever, because it's pretty incredible. 1,400, that's 1,400 and some odd accordions on display. Holy cow. I mean, really, that's all you need to know. But they have other things. They have their concert hall, and you can check the schedule for next year. I don't know if the new schedule's out yet, but they always have concerts and events going on. They've got the Accordion Repair and Technician School, all sorts of cool stuff, research materials and history of musicians and music and instruments and everything. Check them out. Easiest way online, worldofaccordions.org is where they are in that giant mess out there on the cloud we call the interwebs. So have a lurk. A lurk? Have a lurk. Well, you could lurk. Don't let him know. Just lurk around. Have a look. Worldofaccordions.org. All righty. Here's Norm Wilkie's Little Fisherman. I assume you pronounce the E, because I had a band teacher when I was in junior high school. His name was Norm Wilkie. It couldn't possibly be the same guy, could it? Was his first name Norm? His name Mr. Wilkie. His name was Mr. Wilkie. Would he? I don't know. Oh, now the curiosity is going to drive me crazy. I'll have to go to the Google and see what the Googler knows. But anyway, here's Norm Wilkie's Little Fisherman. It's the Ellen Polka. We'll be right back. Ah, there you go. Norm Wilkie's Little Fisherman there. That's the Ellen Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're here along with us for another show. Let's do, you know, it's winter here in the Northland. I know a lot of you live where winter means nothing. You're like, oh, winter. This is no big deal. It's just a little, you know, it's 50 degrees instead of 90. But here it means we're up to our butts in snow. And some of the crazier people like to do crazy things like go skiing. And Frankie Yankovic apparently likes to do songs about people doing crazy things like that.
Let's go skiing, let's go skiing, let's go skiing in the morning. Let's go skiing, you and me, no one's seeing if you're yawning. Let's go skiing, bending knee. Let's go fleeing to the powder. Now is the season, this is the reason we all want to yodel louder. First we shush and then we run the giant slalom. Run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom. Maybe we will make the social column.
First, we're going to shush. Didn't he say that? We're going to shush down the mountain. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, the Let's Go Skiing Polka. That makes no sense. That record is in a green sleeve. Everybody knows that Frankie Yankovic records belong in a red sleeve. It's a rule, man. We have a system here. Wait a minute. Now the record won't even go back in the sleeve. I hate that. I try to run a tidy show and look what happens, huh? Well, as long as we're over here, let's do Frankie Kramer and the Lily Marlene Polka.
And I'll always be true to my darling, just like she is to me. Together we'll find a happiness, a world of bliss, a tenderness, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene. Time we kiss, I close my eyes and say, it's just a dream that soon must fade away. I open my eyes and see her there, her ruby lips, her golden hair, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene.
They got the old Lily Marlene Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, hanging out with us again. I'm glad you're doing that, because I hate to think that I sit here playing records all day. Which, all day, it's an hour long. I just like whining, and nobody's listening to them but me, because, you know, normally I'll throw on records when I'm doing anything, so... You know, I wouldn't have to be doing all this blabbing in between or anything. But anyway, glad you're along with us for another show. You can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, too, if you have a request or a dedication, question or comment, or you just want to go, whatever. You can call or leave a text, send a text message. You can leave a voice message or send a text message. That's what I want to say. To area code 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't work for you, you can email us. Oompa Hour at AOL.com. And if you like things to be a little more exciting, you can go to Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We have a little Facebook dealy there, and you can send messages and all kinds of stuff there as well. So, all right, I remembered to tell you all that. Now, here's a good one. It's always say when I'm going to play an old, scratchy, crummy old record. This record's been around the block a few times. It's an old Soma 45 out of Minneapolis. And for those of you that are record geeks, with the yellow label and the hollow block letter printing across the top instead of the neat little tilted tile blocks that spell out Soma Records. And this one's been played a lot. But every now and then, we like you to know that we don't care if the records are scratchy. We're going to play them anyway. Here are the Jolly Lumberjacks and the Roller Coaster Polka. The Jolly Lumberjacks there. That's the Roller Coaster Polka. Scratches and dirt and yuck and everything. That is a very authentic record here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. How the heck are you doing this week? Hopefully it's not going to be 43 below wind chill where you're at this week. Yowzers, man. Here's Tiny and his Polka Boys. Can't believe I ate the whole thing. We'll be right back.
stretched it. She did it all by hand. She cooked it, she baked it, she put it in a pan. I sat down, I laughed down, for I could not believe a super-sized kidoggy, and it was all for me. Can't believe I ate the whole thing. 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 Well, I tried it, and I ate it, and I thought I would die. You could see my belly quiver and slowly start to rise. I thanked her, I kissed her, then I went off to hide.
There's a very rare thing. There's an old-time record that fades out at the end. It's like one out of every 300 records does that. Tiny and his Polka Boys. Remember that was a big thing? What was that? Alka-Seltzer. Was that Alka-Seltzer commercial? Yeah, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. So I guess that kind of dates that record for you. Anyway, Tiny and his Polka Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I just realized that we're going to need a polka coming up here in the show, and I have not prepared myself with a polka, so I'm going to have to go find one, or not a polka, a waltz. Of course we've played a polka, but we do try to do at least one waltz in every show, as you know, and I do not see one here in my handful of records, so I'm going to have to pop over to the record piles and pick out a waltz. I'll do that while you guys listen to this band that I can't pronounce. I don't believe we've ever played Joe Fedorchak's orchestra. Is that how you think? Fedorchak? Fedorchak. Fedorchak. F-E-D-O-R-C-H-A-K. Fedorchak. Fedorchak. I can't decide! Ah! Anyway, here's Squeezer's Polka. Squeezers Polka. I don't know what they're squeezing, but the Joe Federchak Orchestra. That's how I'm deciding to say it. And if I'm wrong, send me an email or go to the Facebook page or something, or leave a message at 218-259-2985 and tell me how to pronounce the darn thing. I think it's the only record I have from Joe. And it was in that box of records I pulled up from the basement a couple of weeks ago. So I'm sure that's the first time he's been on the show. And I have no idea how to say his name. And anyway, so that's the way it goes. How the heck you doing anyway? Time for a waltz. Yes, yes, it is. Because we try to have at least one waltz in every show. So dancers, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, The Night That I Met You Waltz.
Charm, sweet smile, so rare. I once was gay and carefree. Now I'm alone and blue. I'll cherish in my memory the night that I met you. Charm, sweet smile, so rare. I once was gay and carefree. Now I'm alone and blue. I'll cherish in my memory the night that I met you.
Ah, there you go. That's a lovely one. The Night That I Met You, Johnny Pecan of the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you've tuned in for another week of great old-time music. Let's do another one of those old scratchy ones. Actually, this one's not too bad, but another vintage record here. Elmer Scheid and the Band. Here's the Barnyard Polka. We'll be right back. There you go, Elmer Schein, the band there. It's the Barnyard Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, every week this whole band's mess just happens right here every time. It's a crazy thing, I know. Here's the Bob Dozak Orchestra, and again, I think another group that on the show now for the first time. Another record, a survivor out of that box of records in the basement from a few weeks ago. Let's have the Bottoms Up Polka, shall we? There you have it there. That's the Bottoms Up Polka. That's the Bob Dozak Orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I just noticed I found this Ernie Cucchiara record sitting here next to me at the control desk that I had pulled out, I don't know, maybe a month ago. There was a new record I had recently acquired, actually. And so we played a track off that album. Like I say, about a month ago, it's still sitting here, so let's play another one. Here's Ernie Cucchiara. This is the Good Morning Polka. Thank you. There you go, Ernie Cuchera there, the Good Morning Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. What do we got going on here? Oh, now here's a record that I should have played back in November, because it's a song about voting in an election. And here's the deal. I have a special section for records that I set aside, a special way up there, a little special spot on the shelf. Where I put records that tie into a special event, you know, like when Irish Eyes Are Smiling, or Happy Birthday, if someone requests a Happy Birthday polka, or the Anniversary Waltz is up there, or the Christmas polka 45s are up there on that shelf, the Baseball 45, songs about baseball are up there, patriotic songs about 4th of July are up there, and somehow this one just always gets mixed in with the regular records, so I never run into it when I'm looking for one when there's an election coming up. And now it's going to be a while before I get the opportunity to use this for another election. So we're going to play it now, and we'll pretend the election hasn't happened yet. Here's Madeline Latlip with Joe Gurka's orchestra. It is the Pull of the Lever Polka.
One, two, three, four. Ooh, ah, we four. The best man, the best man, the best man. Yay!
The donkey kicked the elephant and said, "They'll vote for me." The elephant got good and mad and said,
"Oh, you pull the lever one or two and leave it three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
You pick the guy you like the best and bet he's gonna get it. Republican or Democrat, you gotta give him credit.
So you pull the lever one or two and leave it three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
The elephant said, "Listen, friend, wipe off that silly grin. We'll see what others think of you when all the votes are in."
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
You study all the promises each candidate keeps making. You listen very carefully and hope he isn't faking.
So you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
The donkey and the elephant sat down together and cried, "No matter who the winner is, we'll help the other side."
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
They better do their best by us, of that there is no doubt. We voted all these fellas in and we can vote them out.
So you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
Man, I don't hardly even remember it playing. I'm sure I've played that before. And they say lever, too, instead of lever. Madeline Latlip and Joe Gurka's orchestra, Pull the Lever Polka. And now I'm going to put that over on the special shelf. So in a couple of years, when election time comes around, I'll know where it's at, and we'll give that sucker a spin, huh? All right, I got. You think things are getting weird? You haven't seen anything yet. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see what else we can squeeze into the show here. I don't know, I grabbed a few more records here, and it's just, okay, it's weird time. All right, I have the Richie Vadnell Orchestra here, and this is called Get a Horse. I'm pretty sure I've never played this. There's a short little polka on the other side, but I thought I'd flip it over and play this side, and I don't even know. This is not a polka. It's not, I don't even know. Just listen.
Someday I'm gonna get a horse, so I can rope a dream or two. I'll find a gentle kind of horse, so he won't throw me when I do. Someday I'm gonna get a ranch, a half an acre, maybe more. I'll hang a shingle on a branch to keep the wranglers from my door. I'll camp alone at night beneath the stars so bright and dream of wild coyotes as they roam. But they won't bother me, 'cause I'm brave and free and not too far from home. I'm gonna get a horse with boots and saddles almost new. I'll leave the world to find its core and be a weekend buckaroo.
All right, someday he's going to get a horse there. Richie Vadnell's orchestra. I don't know what that was. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Here's a classic. I haven't heard this one often enough. There's Norm Dombrowski in the Happy Notes. It's the Astronaut Polka. And yeah, it's a little, yeah, you'll know what I mean.
Shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Everyone is feeling fine, having a big kielbasa time. Da ra ra boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da ra ra boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. Any Fran or Jan or June, you don't know what we do just to be in space with you. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Jerry, Jerry, he is hot. He wants to be an astronaut. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. You don't know what I got. Let me be your astronaut. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Now girls, don't play hard to get. Just give us a little bit. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way.
All right, Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. What a ridiculous record. That's the Astronaut Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I had a crazy thought that maybe I'd be able to sneak in one more record here, and then you know what happened. I took a look at the old clock on the wall, and I figured out that if I tried something crazy like that, that I would be turning out to be like, I'd be overtime. It'd be a bad situation. People be yelling at me. It'll be a wild time. So I'm going to save the record I was going to try to jam here to start out the show next week, and I'm not even going to tell you what it is. It'll be a surprise.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the luxurious and spacious studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.